And so we went around in Arkansas, fell in love and I met her old mom. Reckon that I never saw it coming at all. Now, baby, she's working for the TSA. Now, baby, that's working for the TSA. Here I stand, see. Let me start again. I had a sorry one around in Arkansas. Fell in love and I met her old mom. Reckon that I never saw it coming at all. Now, baby, she's working on the TSA. Got a baby that's working for the TSA. Met her in a Little Rock airport bar. We made love in a broke down car. I got a throat out back and a broke down heart. My baby, she's a working for the TSA. I got a baby that's a working for the TSA. With her hair in her bun, her hand on her gun. We made love with the radio on. The radio was on. To seal the deal. My baby, she's working for the TSA. Got a baby that's working for the TSA. So here I stand in the old Walmart. I got a shopping list on a shopping cart. I think she's pretty, she thinks I'm smart. My baby, she's working for the TSA. I got a baby that's working for the TSA. Well, a hair in her bun, her hand on her gun. We made love with the radio on. The banjo playing. Something that's the union newspaper for the TSA, and got they somehow they linked that song in that newsletter. But, anyway, it was pretty funny. I'm not sure how that went. Maybe that's why they always look up a banjo when I go through there.
I have a bunch of these little slips of paper here that
they leave in my case. I have about 70 of them in there, so I try to use them and make use of them. So I like to say my banjo's been set up by the TSA because they keep taking the back off of it. I can tell because I put the screws in this exact way, and I can always tell if somebody's been messing with my banjo, so they keep looking inside there. Or maybe they're really super curious about banjo setup. They're doing some kind of research. That's what it is. Man, one time I was coming through that customs place. I was on this ferry from going across from France to Dover. I was with this band. We were doing a bus tour. For some reason, they made us come out of the. We had to go upstairs and go through the thing. We went through customs, and so I was the last one because I was asleep. And so the whole band kind of went through. For some reason, I carried my banjo through there. I don't really know why. I guess because I thought, well, if they take the bus away, I still get to keep my banjo or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I grabbed my banjo and I'm going through this customs thing. And so the band, there's this really long hallway, you know, and. the guy, I'm the last one through, and all the guys are already down at the end. They're sort of all looking at me, you know, waiting for me to come through. And the guy, the customs guy from coming into England, is like, "Hey, wow, is that a banjo?" I said, "Yeah, man, sure is." He says, "Hey, can I see it? I play the banjo." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, take a look." And I said, "Hey, man, if you're coming up to London tonight, we're playing at the Barbican there where the LSO plays. I'll get you tickets if you want to come." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I love it. I'll bring my wife." And he goes, "What's inside that banjo?" We popped the back off and everything. Meanwhile, the band thinks I'm totally getting shook down because they can only see me from about 30 yards away. They got all my stuff. And he goes, "What kind of picture are you?" So I'm pulling the stuff out of my case. "Check them out. They're these ones I get from this company." And anyway. So anyway, he was a real nice cat, but it was really funny because the band thought for sure I was going to jail or something. It was just another banjo freak. So I have a lot of songs.